Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Susan. I am a recovered compulsive overeater and today is Wednesday, November 13th, 2024, and we are continuing our journey in the Big Book in How It Works, page 59, the first paragraph. Half measures availed us nothing through to with complete abandon. Today's readers are Eileen M., who will read the text, Cara L., A Vision for You, and Luann C. is our backup. Our newcomer greeter is Betsy H., and Jody E. will share announcements. The reference numbers for Tuesday, November 12th, 10 a.m. Eastern, is 21,906, 21906. And for Wednesday, November 13th, 7 a.m. Eastern, 21,908, 21908. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. As a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Joanne L. in Rhode Island to please unmute and read the 12 steps of OA for us. Joanne? Okay, perhaps she's having an issue. Luann, are you able to read the 12 steps of OA for us, please?
I sure can. Hold on.
Thank you.
I'm here, Susan. I'm sorry. I was having a problem.
Okay. Luann, thank you. Go ahead, Joanne.
Okay, thank you very much for, you know, helping me here. I am Joanne L. from Rhode Island, and I am recovering one day at a time. And thank you, Susan, for your service. Everybody on the line. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. In 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you very much, and I pass.
Thank you, Thank you, Joanne. And now we're going to go over to our tradition reader for the month of November, Justine F. Justine, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Justine. Compulsive reader and bulimic in Oregon. Here's the 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name through any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. Ten, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you.
Thank you, Justine. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you please keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. This morning, we are resuming our study of the Big Book in the chapter How It Works, page 59, first paragraph, a paragraph we all know, half measures avails us nothing through to with complete abandon. And I will now ask Eileen M. to please start reading and sharing on this paragraph. Thank you, Eileen.
Good morning. My name is Eileen M. I am a recovered compulsive overeater. I live in New Hampshire. Half measures availed us nothing. We stood at the turning point. We asked his protection and care with complete abandon. So there's a lot there in this paragraph. So turning point is a critical point in my life, and, you know, the word turn means to change direction. So for me, the turning point is a decision to accept spiritual help, you know, to pursue the solution. And for me, it means to turn away from my old life of self-reliance. It also reminds me of step 3, which is, you know, I make a decision to turn my life over, you know, after admitting complete defeat. You know, I have to admit that I lack power, and I also have to become willing to accept help from a power greater than myself. And by the way, that requires humility, because it's admitting that I can't manage my life on my own. I remember that being very hard for me to admit that. And, you know, this turning point requires completely giving myself to the program, which it's 100% effort, you know. And to me, 100% is going to any length. It's doing whatever I have to do no matter what, you know, no matter what's going on in my life. It's thoroughly following the path. And, you know, More recently, I was going to some other meetings other than this meeting, and some people were asking me why we have to be entirely abstinent to go through the process. And, you know, I was thinking about, well, aside from clarity and honesty, you know, if you're in the food trying to do the steps, it's like saying to God, hey, I've got this. I can handle this on my own. And it doesn't work. You know, it's like edging God out. So, you know, I was really grateful that I was required to go through all the steps entirely abstinent, because that's when I got the spiritual awakening. I don't believe, in my opinion, that you can get the spiritual awakening without doing that. It's really kind of an exercise in futility, I think, is to go through the steps while you're eating. So anyway, I'm so grateful for this meeting because, you know, it taught me that we have a way out. And so with that, I'm going to pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Eileen M. in New Hampshire, for getting us going. If you were a few minutes late, which of course is fine, I just want to tell you where we are. We're continuing on in our study of the Big Book, How It Works, page 59, the first paragraph, small but mighty, half measures of eldest nothing through to with complete abandon. Although we value your experience, we ask that you please limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So what I need from you, please, is your first name, your last initial, and the state or country that you are calling from this morning. So my pen is poised and I am ready. Who would like to share on this paragraph this morning?
Jim S. in Toledo, Ohio.
Jim S. in Toledo, Ohio. Thank you, Jim.
Anne B. in New York.
Anne, thank you. Everybody gone shy this morning?
Elaine B., Massachusetts.
Thank you, Elaine.
Jan L., Florida.
Thank you, Jan. I'll take a couple more. Star one to unmute. Sometimes you have to do it more than once. It will tell you when you're unmuted. All right, well, we'll pause there for now, and we will have plenty of time for more. So I have Jim, Anne B, Elaine B, Jan L. So could everybody mute their line other than Jim S in Toledo, Ohio? Thank you, Jim.
Good morning. It's so good to be on this call this morning. Half measures avail us nothing. That's what I'm discovering, is that I'm not taking half measures anymore. I'm relying on others to help me. That's the biggest step that I've made since I've come into the program. You know, I had a situation where I wanted to go out with people after a meeting, and I called my wife and said, I'll be a half an hour late. I'm going to go out with my friends. And she said, that's okay, but I was told by the doctor I need to go to the ER. So I'm thinking, gosh, okay. So I went over to where we gather, and I talked with a person about the situation. She said, well, why don't you just get your tea and get it to go, and then go ahead and take care of your wife. So I didn't lose fellowship, which is so important for me, is to listen to other people and their suggestions. And it turned out well, and she's doing better. We went to the ER for about 5 hours. She's home today. She's doing better. And I have something to share with you people. So, I don't know, we stood at the turning point. We asked his protection and care with complete abandon. I abandoned myself to this other person, and I got an answer for my problem, and it worked out, and things are going well. So, thanks for a vision for you, and with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Jim S. in Toledo, Ohio. Next, we're going to New York. Good morning, Ann B. Please join us.
Hello, this is Ann B. from Westchester United Intergroup in New York. And I don't like the word recovered, but I have been abstinent for 20 years. And it's really uncanny how the reading seems to be just exactly what I needed to hear. That happens so often in this meeting. And I turn myself over to my higher power with complete abandonment. I have not been doing that. I have been living in fear. I have written a list, because I'm trying to do a 10-step here, of 17 fears now, right now, that I'm praying to have removed. And fear is the opposite of faith, you know, and I am just living in a state of dread that is not living in faith. And I know that if I want to keep what I have, I have to work this program, and I have to somehow find a way to trust God when I'm not trusting God. And so I'm glad to hear this. I'm glad to be able to remind myself of my commitment to be surrendered when right now it seems so much easier to live in fear. Anyway, so I will pass.
Thank you, Anne B. in New York. Next, we're going to go to Elaine B. in Massachusetts. Thank you, Elaine. Good morning.
Thank you for your wonderful service, Susan. Appreciate it. So, half measures. How long did I try to live with half measures? You know, how many times in my life have I said, I got this, and then I end up in a terrible mess? Well, you know, all my plans with food didn't really work out at all. Ben and Jerry became my best friends. And but here we take a turn. We ask God for God's protection and care with complete abandon. Protection in situations where I could go in self-will run wild, where the food would be calling to me and I get closer and closer and closer. You know, it is really difficult. Those words, complete abandon, to utterly abandon yourself to this power greater than yourself. You know, if you're really there, how did you let me get into this mess in the first place? But every day, one day at a time, we're going to face stuff that we need greater direction. We need greater care. And I love that we can reach out to others and get wisdom, experience, strength, and hope, especially in this community where people get it. They know what it's like to try to stuff down our problems and our situations with food and try to run the show ourselves. But I love that protection. It's almost like there's a shield in front of me. Somebody's going ahead of me. Somebody that's smarter than I am. Somebody that knows everything, past, present, and future. Somebody that knows what's best, but wants what's best also for me, and knows my shortcomings and my addictions, the way that I try to run the show, and to be able to show me another way. And I think about the protection and care like a little child. You know, we want to protect a little child. We see the child struggling, trying to get up the stairs for a few times, so we give them a hand and encourage them and cheer them on. And, you know, we need to learn. I need to learn what I didn't know. I didn't know what I didn't know. And but that it's a turning point. It's something new. If you do not have a power greater than yourself, it's a relationship building experience. When we very first get to know somebody, you know, we don't know everything about them. And is this going to be a good relationship or a bad relationship? And, you know, but we get to grow in that experience if we allow the door to open, if we allow our heart to open, if we have the willingness to ask for protection and care with abandon and just see what happens. We wouldn't have so many people on the line if it wasn't working for some of you. It certainly is for me. And I'll pass with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Elaine, so much. Next up, we have Jan L. in Florida. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning. This is Jan L. in Florida. Honestly, I didn't want to share, but I am sharing because I've had many experiences with half measures, whole measures. I'm chuckling, but it's not really funny. I can't really say anymore that I didn't have the information I needed. There was a long period in my life when I tried to recover and I didn't have the complete information I needed, which is in this big book. But that was a while ago. Since coming to what I call Big Book OA Recovery, and knowing that this is where I fit because I am the chronic, real alcoholic, I am that type with my food, with my compulsive eating. I've had many sponsors, much correct information, and actually a lot of freedom. And sometimes when I was in God with complete abandon and feeling the miracle because I was doing all the steps, doing the work. However, I have equal or greater amount of experience in these big book recovery years with, it says half measures, but yeah, I'll just call it half measures, doing part of it. Somehow my confidence, my ego, my knowing moves back in. And of course, because I'm a chronic compulsive overeater, I relapse. So this is something I don't like to share. I don't want to tell. And this is probably one of the largest meetings I go to. And, you know, this experience I had, a lot of times I don't hear people talking about their relapses or their, you know, they're trying to give people hope. But, you know, this is my experience. Many, many times making it through the steps or through step 9 and turning back to the food. And I don't know much today, thank goodness, but I do know that I have a God who is forgiving and who has all power and who knows everything I do not know. It is there for me, and that I have you people, you recovering people, the people that aren't recovering, and I have my experience, and I'm just here sharing the truth. So rather than keeping this experience I'm in right now a secret, I'm telling my experience, which is a lot of half measures, and then feeling like I ended up with nothing. Another pattern for me is blaming myself. Well, I'm told not to do that. It's a disease. I'm powerless. So what do I have left? I have action today, and I'm taking it. And thank you all for being here and for your service. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Jan L. in Florida. Before I take the next round of names, a reminder where we are. Page 59, first paragraph, half measures of elders nothing through to complete abandon. So if this is your third day to share, we would love to hear from you, and I would love to hear your first name, last initial, and where you are calling from this morning.
We would Jennifer, like to I got you, South this. Jersey.
Jennifer
okay,
H.,
Laura,
Northern California.
You. Jennifer, I heard you.
Luann C., Boise.
Luann, good morning. Jersey 2. Okay.
Janice K.
Janice, where are you located, please? Okay, you'll tell us when you share. Who else would like to join this lineup? We should have time. Yes, we definitely will.
Janice K.
I got you, Janice. Where are you calling from?
Thank you so
from?
Much. Oregon.
Thank you. Okay, going
yeah,
once, going twice.
Janice
Sorry?
B. L. California.
Janice B., where's, first of all, where's Janice located?
In Utah.
In Utah. And who was chatting at the same time? Who came in? Sorry, I missed
Simone
your first name.
L.
Simone, thank
Simone.
You. And Simone, where are you?
California.
Sorry? California. Up there, I have Laura in South Jersey, Jennifer H., Luann C., Janice K., Janice B., and Simone L. Laura, take it away.
Hey, Susan. Good morning, everyone. Thank you. This is Laura W. I'm a recovered compulsive eater, anorexic, and exercise bulimic in South Jersey. Half measures availed us nothing, and I know this has been said before, but if I go to a vending machine and I put 50 cents in it for an item that's a dollar, I'm not going to get half the item. I'm going to get nothing. Half measures for me meant, well, I'll just pick and choose like a buffet what I'm going to do with this program. And there was no surprise when I found myself beating on the bar saying, how did I get here? How am I relapsed again? Why am I starving myself again? Why am I exercising at 3 a.m? Like, this is a design for living. This is not an event. This is something that I have to do every day in my life, like repeatedly. And standing at the turning point, it's sort of like, all right, Laura, which way are you going to go? Are you going to go left or are you going to go right? There's no middle of the road solution. And I had to make a choice. I had to make a choice to turn my back on my disease, which was my best friend, and admit that I can't control this, that my willpower means nothing. And finally, with surrender and working these steps, I received freedom and peace from the bondage of self, from the bondage of food and exercise and body image. You know, these steps are designed for, like I said, for living and for, this is not what I do on a daily basis. This is who I am. And only, and that's not, you know, I didn't do it. And that's a miracle of the whole thing was that my higher did it for me. And I don't know when it happened.
It's not a thing I can.
I'm sorry, can I be
heard? Everybody mute, please, other than Laura? Yes, I can hear you, Laura.
Oh, thanks. Thanks so much. I heard somebody talking. You know, like, I can't do this on my own. I have to do this with my higher power, with you all each and every day. And, you know, I need to put in 100%. I need to be 100% abstinent. That's the only step I can do perfectly is step one. And then everything else will fall into place. So when you're at the turning point, please turn in the right direction. Turn toward your higher power. Turn toward surrender. And turn toward the program of recovery. You know, it works. It really does. Thanks for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you, Laura W. in South Jersey. And as a reminder, can everybody stay muted, star one, even if you are sharing, please don't unmute until I call on you. Thank you. Next up, we have Jennifer H. in Northern California. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Thank you so much. This is Jennifer H. from Santa Clara, California. Really grateful to be on the line. I love this small, very powerful few words. I use it very often in my life in other areas other than eating. And where it happens to be for me when I first came into this program, I knew for me the half measures availed me nothing. I stood at the turning point, and it was for me it was life or death, because I knew what direction I was headed into. I knew where my health was going, and I couldn't control it. And I was scared every single day. I was living in fear, and I didn't want to live that way anymore. I knew that these words and that this program works for other people. I had seen it work. I'd used this information with another program that I belong to. And I knew if I surrendered to this program that I would get a solution and that it too could work for me. And that's exactly what happened. You know, the angel of a 4-minute interaction with me was someone I met up with in the grocery store. The next thing I knew, I was on the line. I was at the turning point, and that was the arrow to point me in the direction of this program. You know, my higher power speaking through another person. and I gave myself to it with complete abandon. It didn't take me long to get a sponsor, and I got busy. And today I'm so grateful to have given myself into that complete abandon, because now my life isn't about food. It's not about that. You know, I've been given that gift of neutrality, safe and protected, dependent on my spiritual aim. And that's where I go with my OA sponsor today. You know, our focus is a spiritual aim. It's not about the food anymore, you know, and I am so, so grateful for that. And I continue every day to give my life over. I stand at the crossroad every morning when I get up, and every morning when I get up, I get on my knees and I say the third step prayer and the seventh step prayer. And I walk through the day with neutrality, safe and protected. And for that, I am truly grateful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jennifer H. in Northern California. Next, we're going back to the East Coast. Luann C., please join us. Good morning, Luann.
Good morning, Susan. Good morning, everyone. Oh, I'm so happy to be here this morning. I'm Luann C. I am recovered today. Thank you, God, in Boise, Idaho. So I remember when I first came to a 12-step program, and I remember I got to that third step, you know, and I was like, oh, man, I know he's coming for my food. I just can't do that. And thank God for the program. All I had to do was just say, yeah, I'm willing to work the rest of the steps. You know, and really I would get to this sentence, you know, half measures availed us nothing. And, you know, to me inside, I was like, really? I think they're doing pretty good. You know, I was in service, which was very unusual for me. It was a personality change. I had ninth step amends that were miraculous. You know, I desserts fell away from my whole life. And I was like, come on, this got to be the miracle, right? And I was living in this bubble of perception that was as good as it got. But the thing I couldn't deny was I could not get free of the food. I couldn't get free of that, you know, constant binging and recovering. But thank God for the double whammy, because finally it got to the point where, you know, between the binging and the mental illness that goes with it, I couldn't go on anymore, and was able to reach out and got the gift of God, of my sponsor, and who took me through the steps. And that broke through that bubble of self-knowledge into something I never could conceive before, which was complete freedom. Freedom from food, but also, you know, a freedom of to not be afraid to live life, because I knew I had something. You know, I had a connection with my higher power. I had a community now that would understand what I'm saying and give me, you know, direction. And so I just, you know, somebody here says, you know, just keep eating, you'll get there. And boy, that was the truth for me. And I'm just so grateful that I never left the rooms, and I just kept listening, and things increasingly got to, you know, make sense to me until I got to this big book study way of living. And anyway, I'm just so grateful. And I'm grateful that I got woken up this morning by a kind member so that I could be here. So thank you for listening, and everybody have a great day. Thank you. I pass.
An apology for my bad geography. Boise, Idaho is not on the East Coast. I am aware of that. Sorry. Okay, now Janice K. in Oregon, please star one, unmute, and join us this morning.
Hi, this is Janice K. in Oregon. I think the words that really hit me today are complete abandon. An infant that is completely abandoned will die. Oh boy, that's a grim thought. It reveals the depths of willingness that I have to go to. If for me, entire abstinence was attainable only as an act of God in my life. And in order to get there, I had to at least try believe in such a thing as entire trust. My early life, well, we won't go into that, but it begins, sorry, frogs around here. It begins with the willingness to work the steps. Am I even willing to look at self? Let alone, you know, I heard someone say once, even if I could get all my stuff together, I'd never be able to carry it. But just as I pray for abstinence, radical and entire abstinence, I pray for radical and entire trust, because one for me leads to the other. It takes a bright light to cast a dark shadow, and the shadow side of trust is doubt, and it comes up from time to time. Things I can tell you about doubt. It represents fear. Fear loves to live in my thinking brain. It goes there first. Step 11 asks God to direct our thinking, that we be free from worry, remorse, and morbid reflection. Worry and morbid reflection, especially about tomorrow, is killing. The safe place for us is in today, under what I've heard described as God's umbrella. Just doing today. Today is not beyond my control. Tomorrow is way out there. So complete abandon is a lot of things.
That's time, Janet.
Thank you. Complete abandon means, am I willing to become someone new? Thank you for listening, I guess.
Thank you. And next up, we have Janice B. in Utah. Thank you, Janice.
Hello, OA family. Janice B. in Utah. What a beautiful sentence to help me know that there is a solution. And if I'm not getting the results I want, which is recovery, then what am I holding on to? What is the lie? Let me rehearse a few for you of my favorites I've discovered. I can make exceptions and rationalizations. I can have sacred cows. Another? I can hang out on the periphery and not totally commit myself to do OA. I don't have to talk in a meeting. I don't need to really involve myself and do what I hear other people who are recovered are doing, and that is to get in the middle of the herd with making relationships and staying in the middle. I can do OA light, pick and choose. Another, when it gets down to it where I'm seeing that I keep failing on a particular area, even after several 10 steps, I end up having to ask God to show me how to let go, because by then I know what I'm holding on to, and I am trying to let go of it. It's between me and my higher power. And I have to ask, please empower me to choose you only for my comfort. I don't think God will take care of me. And that's embarrassing because I thought my relationship with God was better. But once I get humble and once we laugh over it and say, I never left you, just come here and get a love. Come here, sweet daughter. I'm okay. And so hopefully some of these mistakes I've made and continue to make and I'm aware of can help some of you. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Janice B. in Utah. Excuse me. Next up, we're coming to California to Simone L. Thank you, Simone. Star one, Simone, please. I want to unmute.
Can I be heard?
Yes, you can. Thank you so much.
Okay, sorry, I had to do that a couple times. You know, I've been away from the program, from abstinence, from doing any kind of OA activity. And just naturally, I have had this push towards God, towards surrender to God and spiritual elements and deepening my understanding of Him. And so then the nudge came of coming back. And so it's so clandestine that I've been listening for the past few weeks. And we come to this discussion of half measures avail me nothing. As if I do something in a halfway, I'm really not doing anything. I have given nothing to God or to my higher power because I'm still holding on to it. And I'm still saying I know best and I can do it. And if I could, I would have already. So just thankful to be back into the room and to hear this reminder specifically because in this reflection period that I'm in, I realize my life has been nothing but half measure. And it's left me in a place of spiritual sickness. And so that's the reminder, right? Half measures, you will continue to give half results or no results. And so thank you so much, and with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Simone L. in California. Okay. We have time for at least two more people who would like to share on this fabulous paragraph this morning, page 59, Half Measures Avail Us Nothing.
I would, Susan.
Larry?
Yes.
Kelly H.
Okay, I've Kelly got Larry H. G. and Kelly H. Yes, Kelly, I've got you. Okay, Larry, you are first. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. And it's okay, little sir, that you, Susan, that you don't know your geography. Sometimes. It's okay. We all make mistakes, and that's something I'm beginning to accept in my own life, is that it's okay for me to make mistakes. I love the simple word in the big book, like turning point. You know, it has a meaning behind the meaning, and for me, the first big turning point was, of course, getting recovered, starting to get recovered, surrendering. On May of 2020, I was 12-stepped into a vision for you by a person who eventually became my sponsor. At 6:59 in the morning, I knew exactly what I was going to do that day. I was going to order enough food from DoorDash to get me through the day, like Bill had enough gin to get him through the day. And at 7:50 in the morning, I was just sobbing. Tears of joy that I finally found a community that supported entire absence. And I knew precisely at that time that I would never have to take another compulsive bite again. I know it, and I know it today. But what about, you know, today, a turning point? There's turning points throughout the day, 100 times a day. The big one for me is there either is a God or there's not a God, Larry. You know, what's your choice? You're going to show up today as the instrument of thy peace in this moment or not? What's your choice? And I just love that in the big book. And so what are some of the results of this recovery? You know, I got this morning, and I was just excited to greet the day. I worked out. I'm going for physical therapy in my neck, not because I'm laying around the couch and sleeping 24/7, but I'm working out, and I have to have a little work done. I love watching my wife. She is now a member of this fellowship, and I didn't sell it to her. I didn't ask her to get on a call. I didn't do any of those things. I just, you know, was a demonstration of how this program works and the gifts that you all have given me, how you've loved me into being recovered. And now she's recovered. And we're on this journey together. We might even show up at one of the conventions. Who knows? But the life I live today is extraordinary. And the way I define extraordinary is I'm living beyond the ordinary. And it's because of God. This is God's deal. I didn't get my old life back. God granted me a new life. And each day, many times a day, I have I'm at the turning point. Is there a God or is not a God, Larry? What is your choice to be? And with that, I thank you. I love everyone that's called. You just have no idea. Just brings me such joy to hear you.
That's time.
All of us together. Thank you. I pass.
Thank you, Larry G. in Northern California. And next we have Kelly H. And Kelly, could you tell us where you're calling from this morning, please?
Sure. Greetings from North Carolina. I'm Kelly H., and I am a compulsive overeater, embarking on day 10 of abstinence after 3 years of relapsing. And this paragraph is beautiful to me. As I was contemplating it in the shares this morning, I thought of my now 18-year-old son when we first were getting to know him as a 10-year-old. Swim lessons were a big part of his life, and I never knew what a picture of fear looked like until I saw that young man who looked like Mr. Cool and life was all ready. He was terrified of water, and at one point he had to go up the ladder to not so high of a dive, but to him it was quite high, and that pause. And then the willingness to cross that diving board to get to the very edge. And then the decision to just let gravity do what gravity does. But he had to be willing to jump. And maybe that's a trite illustration. But to me, I am at the turning point of this food. And I have all these obsessions. And I like to do things with artfulness and expertise, and getting back into this program. Earlier Cher said that somebody had to confront their fears, and I cannot believe the level of fears I'm becoming more aware of on this day 10, that I have had this running idea that there's a panel of judges waiting to critique the way I jump off this diving board in recovery. And that there's this idea that I have to sort of do this perfectly or I'm going to get fired. That is not existent. And I have to just let God do what God does by surrendering. All I have to do is just decide for today that I am at this turning point and I am not turning back. Because unlike my son did jump and he let gravity work, but he could have turned around and made 10 other kids on the ladder get out of his way so that he could flee. He didn't do that. And I think in my recovery, if I turn back, there's a lot of complications involved in that. My family has to deal with the continuation of my bad decision-making and what that looks like to have people live around me with fear. There just isn't a way to turn around and have
perfect
it not be
timing.
Awkward. But with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Kelly H. in North Carolina. Okay. Before we close, I just want to thank Team Wednesday, Eileen M., Cara L., Luann C., Joanne L., Justine F., and please stay on with Betsy H. and Jody E., especially if you are an available sponsor or you need one. We will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Cara L. please read a vision for you for us? Thank you, Cara.
Good morning. This is Cara, recovered compulsive overeater, coming to you from Kansas City today. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. see to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you shall surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you. Until then.